Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, January 1st, 2010. Well, that's the first time I've said that in a podcast. And we together say to you, Happy New Year.
This is our
New Year's message today that we have prepared, and it's titled Called According to His Purpose. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we normally prepare these messages each weekday morning, including on holidays. We've been a little bit sparse the last couple of weeks because of my recuperation from surgery, but as I get stronger every day, hope to be back on track next week. But we really felt compelled to prepare this message because of it being New Year's Day and the challenge that we have. We have a selection of scripture text today from James 4:14, Isaiah 46:10, Psalm 138, verse 8, and Romans 8:28.
Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. I will make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. The Lord will fulfill His purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
The first day of the year seems to stir us within, to stir within us a desire to do a little soul searching as we consider our behaviors and attitudes that either need modified or even perhaps eradicated from our lives. Perhaps there are goals that we will set for 2010 that will motivate us and help us feel good about accomplishments seen in this calendar year, especially spiritual accomplishments.
The briefness of life can be illustrated by using an aerosol spray. Press the applicator button, watch the mist go into the air and quickly evaporate. Our lives are like that in light of eternity. The longer we live, the more we are aware of this perspective. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
We live our life as a mere blip on the radar screen of eternity. Our journey through this brief life is but a transition to the future eternal kingdom God has prepared for us. I'm convinced that very early in eternity, we'll recognize just how brief this earthly part of our journey really is. But for now, it's all we know and thus is wholly significant to each of us.
If you are setting goals, begin another year focusing on God's eternal purpose and make sure to implement that perspective as you set goals for this new year. Consider our second daily text and examine these words of our eternal God when He says, I will make known the beginning, the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand and I will do all that I please.
Note the phrase, my purpose will stand. It's a source of great peace and assurance in both the microcosm and in the macrocosm. God is speaking here, and I believe Him. I surely don't always understand His complete purpose, nor do I understand how it all fits together. Sometimes it's a daunting mystery.
But from the beginning, from the first command God gave to Adam, He also calls us to seek, trust, and obey Him. The psalmist proclaims his faith in this God of purpose when he writes, The Lord will fulfill His purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Today, as we begin a new year, once again and continually, we need to seek, trust, and obey God, who will most assuredly fulfill His purpose for our life. The final daily verse expresses a wonderful truth that has brought assurance to scores of believers all throughout the church age. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Well, this promise is to work out all things for them that love Him. All things work out according to His purpose, and they work out in His time.
That's right, fellow believer. His purpose for you will work out. His nature is not changed. We have been called according to His purpose. These promises are just as valid this day as when they were written, and they are valid for you whatever you are facing today and what is yet to come in 2010. arise and declare, I have been called according to His purpose.
Well, let's pray together. Father, help us to keep a biblical perspective as we consider the brief duration of our life on this earth in light of eternity. Our lives are not meaningless, nor are they insignificant, for we acknowledge that You have brought purpose to our lives. It will take us a lifetime on this earth to fully experience and understand Your purpose, but we do seek to trust and obey You so that we know Your plan and so that we honor You in all we do. Amen.
Amen. Well, again, we do declare to you a blessed new year. We continue to overcome in our home, as since we're always doing, as well as in your home as well. But we've had a rough couple of weeks. Of course, our daughter was in the hospital for a couple days in the middle of this week, and she's doing much better today. And I had surgery last week, and I'm gaining new strength day by day as I recuperate from that surgery. We have been inconsistent with our preparations for these messages due to these reasons, but hope next week to get back on our regular daily schedule, and that also means typically having them out at least by the late morning, which is our normal pattern. Today we are finally reading this about 5:30 in the evening. We just had some challenges throughout the day as well today, but we especially wanted to try to get a New Year's message out. We do suggest a couple of songs today. One is a song called God of the Ages, and this is available as a video, a YouTube video. You'll click and open a YouTube page, and then the song by Casting Crowns that asks, Who am I? You want to share something?
No, I'm just surprised you don't have We Are a Moment.
Well, I will try to find that one.
So
yeah,
fitting.
We Are a Moment. That would be a great song to have, and I appreciate that. Well, thanks for joining us. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared and are reading and plan to send out in a few minutes for January 1st, 2010. Our blessings to each one of you today. Be assured that God will fulfill His purpose in your life.
And Happy New Year to all of you.